Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is March 29th, 2020. In this segment, we'll take a look at what's happening in the zodiac for April 2020. But before we begin, a note to all viewers. I do enjoy sharing my knowledge of Vedic astrology, but it does take a lot of my time to produce these videos each week, and I do live in the real world. Therefore, this channel has moved to a paid subscription model. If you would like to have access to this month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. Venus entered sidereal Taurus on March 28th. That's the planet of love, relationship, pleasures, sociability, guidance, and values, in the sign of sensual materialism, tangible worth, ownership, and conventional procedures. In Vedic astrology, Venus is the ruler of the sign Taurus. A planet in its own sign is good for both what the planet and what the sign represents. So, this should be good. The planet of entertainment in a romantic sign. The planet of pleasures in the sign of sensuality. Sounds like we'll have lots to indulge in while we're confined in our homes. Venus in Taurus is very concerned with material value. In other words, what's it worth? Regarding what is going on in the world currently, the subject of what's it worth translates into number of disease cases versus damage to the economy. And where's all that money in the bailout package going anyway? Now, what is unusual about this Venus transit is that Venus, which normally spends about 4 weeks in a sign, will be in Taurus for 4 months. That's because Venus will be going through a retrograde period starting in mid-May, which will keep the planet in this sign for an extra long time. I'll have more to say about Venus retrograde in an upcoming report. But for now, what's important is that the planet of value and cost is in the sign of worth for a long time, and that puts an emphasis on what we value, on our possessions, on our finances, on our relationships, on our health. After 4 months, Venus will finally leave Taurus and enter Gemini at the end of July. Jupiter enters Capricorn today, March 29th. Capricorn is another Earth sign, like Taurus, therefore focused on practical realities and tangible results. And, like Venus, Jupiter is another planet connected to wealth, in this case, prosperity in general. Capricorn is a responsible, hard-working sign, so Jupiter in Capricorn is an indication of working towards prosperity. Problem is, Jupiter going into Capricorn puts the planet of wealth and prosperity in a tight combination with three other planets, all of them so-called natural malefics, Pluto, Mars, and Saturn. Natural malefics are planets that are capable of doing harm. So, Jupiter, as one of the natural benefic planets, is going to suffer in this combination, and so too will its significations. And, like Venus, Jupiter is also going to go into a retrograde period starting in mid-May. More about that in an upcoming report. But here, what I want to point out is that there is an extended conjunction of Jupiter and Pluto. Normally, Jupiter blows past Pluto in just a couple of weeks, but this year, since Jupiter and Pluto are both going retrograde at about the same time, they are going to stay in a close conjunction for over 3 months, This is not good. Having the planet of wealth and prosperity combined with the planet of destruction for months, and while both go backwards in the zodiac, is a pretty strong indication of an upcoming recession. Pluto is also the planet of rebirth and regeneration. So that sounds cool, except for the unpleasant fact that before you get to rebirth, there has to be death. Another aspect of the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction is that Jupiter is the significator of truth, belief, morals, and ethics. And since Pluto is destructive, as well as being an indicator of large-scale events, this combination indicates a breakdown of morality, a breakdown of trust. Making matters worse, especially at the beginning of the month of April, is the conjunction of Mercury and Neptune. That's Mercury, the planet of rational thinking and communication, combined with Neptune, planet of illusion and confusion and deception. The transit of Mars in Capricorn began on March 22nd and continues all through April into the first week of May. It's the planet of action in the sign of practical goals and tangible results, which is usually a good thing, and that's why Mars is considered exalted in Capricorn. But, as in the case of Jupiter, there are other planets in Capricorn that will alter the expression of the Mars energy. Immediately upon entering Capricorn, Mars became conjunct Pluto. Mars is the planet of fast-moving events. Pluto is the planet of mass events. In medical astrology, Mars is the planet of infections. Pluto is the planet of catastrophe. By the end of March, it was obvious to everyone what was happening with the coronavirus pandemic. Governments around the world, large and small, were moving into action to deal with the global contagion. At the time of this report, at the end of March, Mars is exactly conjunct Saturn. Mars conjunct Saturn is the planet of force combined with the planet of control, and this is in Capricorn, the sign of management. The result is forced control. In other words, strict measures taken by governments to contain the situation, to stop the spread of COVID-19. This energy pattern continues through April. Is there any good news in the zodiac this month? Anything promising? Well, Venus, in its own sign, is certainly helpful. The planet of finance and money has already shown up as a massive financial rescue package, putting checks in the pockets of citizens and businesses. And not just in the United States, other countries have acted as well. There's also the new moon, coming up on April 22nd. This month's new moon will be in Aries, a sign that likes new challenges, and will be conjunct Uranus, the planet of inspiration and realization. In the lunar zodiac, the new moon-Uranus combination will be in the nakshatra, the lunar sign, Ashvini, named for the Ashvin twins, two celestial horsemen from Vedic mythology whose names translate as truthfulness and bringing help. The Ashvins are the physicians to the gods. In other words, this lunar sign is associated with curing disease. And with Uranus there in Aries, we have the planet of inspiration and inventions in the sign of the pioneer, giving an indication of a medical invention coming in this lunar month with potential to provide relief from the pandemic. This new moon marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month Vaisakha, named for where the full moon falls on May 7th in the lunar sign Vishakha, the sign associated with setting goals and achieving them. So, sounds promising, doesn't it? Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary events in April 2020. And now a reminder, you have been watching Astrology News Report's once a month free public video. If you would like to see the next 4 weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. If $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's video report will be sent to you via your email. Here's a description of what's coming up in April's videos. April 5th, Venus transiting in Taurus for 4 months, the effects for your sign. April 12th, current transits in the USA Vedic astrology chart and predictions. April 19th, the coronavirus epidemic. What does astrology say about when does it end? April 26th, analysis of Jupiter conjunct Pluto. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so here's the link for your donation. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. Thank you, and until next week.